Now, as is traditional on Tractor Fiction, we like to have something of a debate. So we have two characters who debate. Let's see, who is our first debater tonight? Debater, anybody? Just tell anybody who wants to. Oh, there we go, our first debater. What's your name, sir?
Hi, it's me!
What's your name?
Mike!
Actually, from the tract.
Of course!
Uncle Mike, it's good to have you here. Thank you very much for coming, Uncle Mike. Going up against Uncle Mike today will be...
Ha! I'm Thelma!
Oh, the actual Thelma from the tract. What an odd coincidence. So, have you guys met before?
Yes, actually, we met at a clinic for people who talk too loudly.
It's good that...
I don't talk too loudly!
Shut up!
It's good that you're balanced in that respect. Does anybody have a traditional coin? Because I actually forgot I'm broke again, as usual, and
yeah,
I don't
me
have
too.
A traditional coin.
Thanks to my 12 chillins.
All right, can you flip that for me? Flip that for me, and then indicate whether heads or tails comes up. Okay, that means that, Uncle Mike, you believe that this tract is 100% true, how appropriate, and Thelma, you believe that this tract is false. As traditional, you get to speak first, Thelma.
Damn straight!
Begin.
Damn straight.
Oh, that's your whole argument.
Oh, no, sorry. I was doing something else. But, yeah, this tract here, it ain't nothing but fiction. Because, you see, had my child had her abortion, she actually could have gone to school to, like, one of those vocational schools. Because God knows she ain't so bright. But the important thing is she wouldn't have the 12 children she has now.
That's not true!
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
She's only got one! Didn't you read the story?
Well, that's interesting.
I can't read!
What can't even read!
We did it out loud, though, so you should have been able to hear it. Can you not understand spoken language?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, so we got somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. How many children does your daughter have, Ashley?
Either way, she's 12 years old.
Objection!
Oh, you object, yes? On what grounds?
She didn't answer your question!
I wasn't
sustained.
Finished.
What's... Okay, finish. Go ahead.
She's 12 years old and has a baby.
One baby!
Baby is plenty when you're 12 years old. God knows I had a hard enough time with three at 12.
Wow.
That's why I can't read, and that's why she should have had that there abortion.
I'm sorry, you had a baby at what age?
I forget.
She was kind of busy at the time, I imagine.
As
wow. Wow.
You should hear what my Cletus said. Oh, wait.
Wait, who's Cletus?
No one.
Are you cheating your husband,
ma'am? No, I don't presume such a thing.
Well... It just so happens we have a surprise guest. Billy Bob, come on out. Where's Billy Bob?
What's up, man?
Thelma has just revealed that she's sleeping with Cletus. Who's Cletus?
My brother.
Oh!
Whoa!
We actually have Cletus here with us today. Cletus, come on out.
Hi. Get out here.
Hi, how you doing?
You're Cletus.
Yeah.
This is amazing!
I was adopted.
You were adopted?
Yeah.
That explains the non-resemblance.
Yep. He's so much more smarter than all the smartness that you have, which is none.
Wow.
Wow!
This is a serious accusation. This is a serious accusation. So, Cletus,
Yeah?
Does your affair have any bearing on the truth of this tract?
No. Probably not.
Okay, well, thank you for coming on out here, Cletus.
It's just a distraction from the real issues!
Well, far be it from us to distract anyone from the real honest-to-goodness issue.
Yes!
All right, what's the honest-to-goodness issue? Abortion, is it wrong or great?
It is wrong!
It is great!
How many abortions have you had, ma'am?
Unfortunately, none, and that's why my life sucks.
But you wish you had.
I sure do.
I'm sure your daughter would be thrilled to hear that. But that's
your main abortion.
Ooh! Your husband strikes back.
I tried, I failed.
Oh, well, that does...
I do not bring that up!
That's unfortunate. That is quite unfortunate. Well, just so,
hallelujah!
Just so you all know, I do need to let you know something. I know everybody's kind of down, but this will cheer you up. It's a free event. on Friday, which is tomorrow, the April 1st, there's going to be a free showing of...
Free abortions?
There are going to be race cars?
No, there's not going to be race cars or abortions, hopefully. Hopefully, but there is going to be a free showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show in Lecture Hall 14 Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Completely free, 100% free, April Fool's Day show.
And I'm told there's going to be a great April Fool's Day joke!
There is, and it's not going to be the price or the existence of the show.
Or it's location or time.
Or it's location or time. How do you know so much about it, ma'am?
Because...
She's the spawn of Satan!
Yeah.
This may be true. This actually, it's been unconfirmed, but this may be true. Speaking of which, I do want to let everybody know that abortions are a serious issue, and you should always consult your physician before having one. That's your public service announcement for today. Thank you very much. So, any closing arguments, Thelma, and Billy Bob, if you want to help her.
Or
if you want to oppose her, either way.
What's your name again there? Mike?
My name is Mike!
You're talking a little loud there. Brother.
I ain't your brother!
Yeah, that's true. Well,
that's your brother!
I'm your brother.
Get out of here.
It's a thing, yeah.
Well done.
Remember that their 13th Amendment they passed, you know, about them slaves?
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, well...
The one where slaves can buy fruit?
I believe they can. I believe,
yes.
I believe they can now buy fruit. Yes.
That involuntary servitude and all that. You know, well, if a fetus, you know, if it's a person, then wouldn't that be like involuntary servitude for the mother to do all that labor to get him into the world, and the person inside of her is violating her 13th Amendment rights?
Well, that's
I'm not even.
Yes.
That's
I'm not even gonna yell about that.
Proposition.
That's probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
All right, so that's your closing argument. Thelma, you have anything to add before I give it to Mike?
No.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
I don't think I need to say anything. I think they just, you know,
actually,
they proved my point.
Actually,
you can't follow our logic. We's too smart for you.
If I can cut in here for a minute, thank you. Now. I happen to be Baby Nathan from the future, all grown up. And I'll have you know that in the past 20 years, I have simultaneously cured cancer, saved 400 orphanages, and set all of Europe on fire. So, clearly, abortion is wrong. Because otherwise, France, Belgium, Luxembourg, all still be there. Wouldn't be on fire. Now, back to the future!
All right. Well, that was pretty interesting. All right, let's get out that traditional coin and we'll decide who won this debate. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
I spent the coin.
You spent it. Great. Great.
Does anybody have another coin? I have no money because I got so many chillins.
Does anybody have another coin then? We're looking for... Oh, there we go. There we go. It's tails... Oh, my God. They both won. I'm afraid abortions are both good and bad. So have them
I should play rock,
and
paper,
don't
scissors.
Have them. Oh, wait. We're
I always win.
Oh, Uncle Mike won the rock, paper, scissor off. So, in fact, abortions are bad. Sorry. Anybody here who was aborted, I apologize. You shouldn't have been.
Oh, man.
All right. So, I'm going to turn it over to Jordan for a second. Thank you for listening to Tractor Fiction. Thank you very much, Frank. We're still waiting for our actors to be here for St. Red. They're not all here, so there's a chance we may only do one St. Red. There's a chance we may do none, which would make me weep.
But I, too, would weep.
Everybody here would weep, I think. But like
I'd cough
I said,
a little.
You'd cough a little? Oh, and a burp, and a preemptive burp, so to speak. let's say goodbye for a little while we listen to some music, get ready for St. Red, and everybody stick around here on WHRW Binghamton for good times and great folks and all those things that you like. Seriously, they're all here.